you that I might love her.
You don't.
Or that I just wanted to hear her voice.
Is this mic one? Yes, this. I think this is mic one. Okay. Excuse me. I'm coughing right into the mic. That's not cool. All right. My name is Anita B, and this is Sam Squanch's Hideaway. This is where I have instantly gotten a sore, weird throat again. I don't understand what is going on with my body. Okay. Excuse me. Now, some of these boards have a cough button, and I don't think this one has one. I don't think so. A cough button is like there's a button that you push, and it will mute all the noise, and a lot of broadcasters will have that on hand for situations for when they cough. Duh. Anyways, yeah, there you go. We just heard the song from the Black Rainbows, 2 Day Rule, and that is from their album, I Met This Chick. And there you go. This show is Sam Squanch's Hideaway, and this is on CITR 101.9 FM, where Canadian music is played. That's right. This show from 6:30 until 8 is an all Canadian music show. So there you go. Now that last band I met this, or sorry, the Black Rainbows are actually from the Toronto area. I believe a suburb someplace around there. So there you go. And they are a three piece, and let's see if I can tell you their names. Who are they exactly? Boy, oh boy. I don't know. No, it's not really handily available in their CD here, is it? No, not really. Okay, there you go. So I haven't been here at the station now for a full month because my show is only every second week, first of all. And 2 weeks ago was, I believe, it was New Year's Day. So the station was closed, which was probably good. It's nice to take a little bit of a break. And there you go. So I'm feeling slightly rusty, but that's okay. It'll all come back to me. What can I tell you? Life is just challenging. My son is sick and I'm a teacher. Oh God. And what happens when you are a teacher and you can't go into work, you call in a sub, and that seems all fine and dandy to anybody who's not a teacher, but you have to prepare. You have to prepare and you have to understand and know all the ins and outs of what's going on the next day. To pass on to that person, because I'm sort of like freestyle it a bit. I know what I'm doing when it comes to teaching, and I teach I think 4 different classes or something like that, and so I'm like, okay, I'm doing this section and I've got this and that, but to get it all organized and prepared, and if you wake up sick, or if you know your kid is sick, And you're not prepared. You could be prepared to go in and do your job, but you're not prepared to fully pass on all that information and photocopy your codes. And like, where can you find these worksheets and yada, yada, yada. It's just so much work. And so I took off this morning, the AM, and I went into work today because I teach a senior level geography class, and it's like complicated stuff. So I went in with my sick son, which turned out to be okay. And I had a spare after that. And now I'm thinking, I think he might be sick still. So I don't know. So I have to go through that whole process again. I'm planning for a sub for tomorrow. And my husband's like, well, you know, you have like 1,000 sick days. Yeah, but they're not, it's not easy. It's not like just not showing up to work and then picking up where you left off. Like, if you don't go in as a teacher and have tons of stuff to mark, that means all that work piles up and then you're just that much deeper in the hole. Oh, well, there you go. That's one little insight into the world of teaching for you. All right, let's move on. Let's do some Canadian music. That's why I'm here. And what do I have in front of me? And my throat, I don't understand what is going wrong with me. I don't normally sound this raspy. Oh, God. Just annoyed. I'm annoyed with my life right now. Everything's just sort of falling apart. I sound like a man right now who smokes. That's what I sound like. Ugh. A smoking dude. And that's not the look I'm going, or the sound I'm going for. All right, anyways, enough of that. Let's listen to some Arcade Fire, speaking of smoking. And they have a new album out, and it is called Reflector. And it's actually a double CD, so double album, pretty cool. Now, interestingly enough, with the CD that I'm looking at, come no song track listings. So let's just roll the dice here. And what song shall we hear? How about song number? Oh, I don't know. Let's go with song number 4. I'll look up the name of the song for you and come back, because I have to type it into my playlist. But I don't know the name of it currently. So whatever, it's all good. And there you go. It is CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
Left behind. Join CITR's Nardwar the Human Serviette live as he talks and plays interview clips from his audio and video vault. The event is free and takes place on Friday, January 17th from noon to 2 p.m. in room 212A of the AMS Student Union building at UBC. For more information, visit CITR.ca or Nardwar.com.
Bless up! Nardwar!
I knew I had a problem.
I tried counting calories, eating and eating.
Nobody else could possibly understand.
We understand. We're Overeaters Anonymous, and we have helped thousands of people stop their compulsive eating and start living a healthy, rewarding life.
With OA, I am living again and loving it.
Start living the life you deserve with help from Overeaters Anonymous. Find us on the web at OA.org.
And now, for our more dreadful sacrifice.
The music you're listening to is completely electronic.
Only a fool would ignore this.
I'd like to demonstrate for you some of the rather more weird kinds of sounds.
See how relaxed you're getting?
Every Sunday night at 7 o'clock here on CITR 101.9 FM is More Than Human, your weekly guide to all that is new, weird and wonderful in the world of electronic music. So please join me, Gareth Moses, for electronic music old and new, inane comments and the occasional sacrifice. More Than Human on CITR.
You are listening to 101.9 FM Vancouver. We are coming at you from the campus of UBC, and that was really good. That was Jay Arner with the album, well, that is self-titled. So we heard the song Surf Don't Sink. My name is Anita B, and this is my show here. It's called Sam Squanch's Hideaway, and my throat, my voice is just surprisingly very hoarse. I don't know why. It's not painful. It's just doing that thing, so whatever. Whatever. All right, so that was Jay Arner, and Jay Arner has been in a lot of bands. He has, in particular, what has he done? He's in so much. The last band he was in, I can think of, was Fine Mist, and I'm not sure if that band is going currently. It could be, but this newest album of Jay Arner's is on Mint Records. Yeah, and way back when, Jay Arner, in my mind, was famous for Team Strike Force. So that was like, God, that was like 1998, so excuse me, just over 15 years ago, and he's still a young guy, so he was young then. So all right, there you go, that was Jay Arner. Before that, we heard something from the local band Tough Age, and they also are in Mint Records, and they not long ago had their CD release party for this thing I'm holding in my hands, which is self-titled, I believe. I don't see an actual title on it, but I'll tell you who is in the band. Tough Age is comprised of Jarrett K, who was formerly in the band Korean Gut. We have Penny Agamemnon Clark, she's on the guitar, Lauren Smith on the bass, and Chris Martell on the drums. That's what you got there. And it was a really good song we heard. We heard Cough and Foam. I really like that song. And before that, we heard Arcade Fire. And we heard a song from their album, Reflector. It is almost 7 o'clock. And why don't I give you the weather? Why not? Let's find out what's going on. Weather, Vancouver. It was actually sunny out today. Very odd. Very, very odd. Okay, the Weather Network. Let's see what the Weather Network has to tell us. It's currently 8 degrees. Now, if you know anything about UBC, we're at the end of a sort of peninsula. Not the end, but we are in the midst of a peninsula. And it's surrounded by water, of course. And so it always feels kind of chilly out this way. It felt cooler than 8. But again, it's probably because you've got the breeze from the water. So it's 8. Now, the overnight low is 3 degrees, and then tomorrow is Thursday, and we have a high of 8 and sunny. Ho ho, 8 and sunny, that's kind of nice. And then Friday, oh, look at that, folks, a high of 9 and mainly sunny. Not bad at all. So good for us. Good for us, Vancouver. Now let's just for craps and giggles, discover what other places might be experiencing. Let's look at Winnipeg. Why not? Let's see, Winnipeg. What's going on in Winnipeg? Just maybe to make us feel good. I'm so like sadistic. Let's see. Actually, Winnipeg is not that cold. It's actually 2 degrees. So there does seem to be this sort of warm front going all across North America, it seems, because I've read, just through posts on social media and whatnot, like Saskatchewan, it was like in the plus digits. I think Ontario too. So, all right, there you go. Okay, let's move on. So let's move on with more Canadian music. And what shall we hear next? Let's hear something from this album. It's Gang Signs, and it's remixes, which is actually really interesting. Now, Gang Signs is a local band. They actually played a CITR function, just a year and a half ago or so. And was it? Yeah, something like that. Anyways, this is a bunch of remixes of their own songs. And I'll tell you who does the remix. So let's hear the song. Let's hear Shaky Snakes. Okay. And this album is comprised of 8 songs. So I guess it's technically an album. And let's hear song number 7. It's called, like I said, Shaky Snakes. And the song itself is called Counting on You, but the remixer, if that makes any sense, is Shaky Snakes. All right. And there you go. So let's continue with some more Canadian music here on my show, Sam Squanch's Hideaway. And the station, of course, is CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
it.
You have hope. What's gonna happen to you? You woke up too soon and found the world. What's gonna happen to you?
There you go. That was amazing. I am such a big fan of Plants and Animals. In particular, that song. That song we just heard is from their Park Avenue album entitled Bye Bye Bye. There you go. Bye Bye Bye. Oh, Plants and Animals. Now, in case you're curious, they are a three-piece out of Montreal, and they've been around for quite a long time. I believe since 2000, the year 2000. And initially, well, for the first while, they were only an instrumental band, right? And eventually, the lead singer, Warren Spicer, I guess, decided to step up to the mic. Now, this is interesting. Warren Spicer, I have to tell you a funny story in a minute, but anyways, my cheek is smarting. I'll tell you about that in a minute. But Warren Spicer has OCD. So he is living with OCD, and I was listening to CBC, I don't know, like maybe a week ago or so, and he was being interviewed about his diagnosis and what he's gone through. And he was really candid, and I just Twittered a really good link to the site, if you would like, so you can find out all about his life with OCD. There you go. Now, before that, what did we hear? We heard some, that was a great song, Broken Social Scene, with the band Years, okay? We heard their song, Day of the Kid. Now, Broken Social Scene, actually, let me rephrase that. I'm looking for my record. Here it is. Arts and Crafts, the label that the Broken Social Scene guys run, I'm sure. It's them that run it. I'm positive. Anyways, out of Toronto, has released an album entitled 10. And this is in, it is, in, well, it's 10 because I believe it's referencing their 10 years as a label. Does that make sense? Yes. All of the bands, including, let's see, there's Broken Social Scene, Apostle of Hustle, The Hidden Cameras, The Darcys, Chili Gonzalez, Hayden, Stars. So all of the songs on this album, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Well, look at that. There's 10. Okay. Am I missing the obvious? Are combined with another band to put out a song. Okay. So there you go. Pretty cool. And that was a great song. Now, before that, we heard a band out of Vancouver called Dead Ghosts. And Dead Ghosts, I'm really liking this album. It's called Can't Get No. It has like 12 songs. I'll tell you who Dead Ghosts are. There's Andrew and Michael Wilkinson, Brian Nickel, and then Maurizio Cimento. This was, interestingly enough, recorded by, mixed by Felix Fung. And recorded, yes. And so Felix Fung seems to have his hand in a lot of projects, around town as of late. So pretty interesting. Now I'll tell you why my cheek is smarting, because as I was picking up to come speak to you all one of you, I'm sure. the headphones got stuck underneath the chair. And so I'm yanking on the one edge of the headphones, and of course they're bendy. So as I picked it up and I leaned over to grab it, cause I'm panicking, cause now I can't get the headphones and there's dead air. There will be dead air. I bring it up to my head and I smack my face harshly, actually, with the other head. The headphones kind of pulled apart, and then whack, right in my face. So you just kind of had to be there. And maybe I'll get a black eye. That would be awesome. All right. Okay, so what do we have? We have another 38 minutes or so until my show's over. So I'm here with you all until 8 o'clock. My show runs from 6:30 until 8. This is Sam Squanch's Hideaway, and I'm here every second Wednesday. There you go. Now, what else do we have in store? I don't know. Aside from me knocking myself out, I can see I've got some Sean Mrazek in front of me. So, not the real one, but I've got the CD of Sean Mrazek, Lives. It's called Thought He Was Dead. That's the name of the album, and it's great. And he's my drum teacher, so I'm in totally, totally into the drums. And so here's what I find about the drums. Let me give you some of my insight. It's this. I just, when I'm thinking I'm getting someplace, and I've been practicing every single day, like I really have for the past, God, what's the date today? I'd say at least 3 weeks every single day. But then I'd been, you know, practicing at least a couple times a week since, let's say, October or so. So I'm like, I am going to become a good drummer. It's my mission. I will do it. But I'm telling you this about drums for anybody who doesn't know or who's interested in getting into it. It's this. Just when you think, hey, maybe I'm getting somewhere. I think I'm getting a little better, you know? Then you realize, then you listen to some other song, and then you're like, what was that? And then you're like, oh man, I have so much to learn. For example, I have taken it upon myself to, because Sean was sick last week and because of the holidays, I'm like, well, I need to learn some drums and I'll do it online. So I went to, I think it's called Drummer's World, Drum World, Drummer something, I don't know. I signed up for a month of lessons, a month of access to everything, including a whole whack of lessons for like $4.99. You know, really, really kind of lame and kind of uncool, but whatever. Like, for example, myself and Chad Smith from the Red Hot Chili Peppers were like jamming. He taught me some drum fills. And that guy, I tell you, yeah, he hasn't really held up so well. But anyways, I had a point. Where's my point? Oh, yeah. So, you know, I'm like, okay, yeah, okay, that's kind of cool. And then I hear, been caught stealing. Okay, that's my point. Jane's Addiction. So I see this link and it's like, learn Been Caught Stealing by Jane's Addiction. And I'm like, oh, I can maybe do that. And this guy is there to teach the whole song to you, like start to finish. And he shows you all the fills and all this. And I'm like, okay, that's kind of cool. So I'm watching it and I get through about, you know, like the first minute and a half of the song and I'm going, whoa, what the hell is that? Like, and it's just way complex, way beyond me. And I just simply had to hit the back button and go, I don't think I'm ready for Been Caught Stealing. I don't know. It's like really complicated. It's like this bizarro triple beat on the snare. And I'm just like, no, I don't know that I can do that. But that's okay because I will. Maybe one day I will do Been Caught Stealing. But I mean, I guess that's the best of the Jane's Addiction songs, which really doesn't say a lot. Okay, enough about that. I'm talking about drums because I'm going to play a CD from one of Vancouver's most renowned sort of local scene drummer guys. And he's also a well-known teacher. So let's hear it for Sean Mrazek. And something off of his debut at record here. Okay, so if my CD would open, my CD drawer, oh, there we go. Then we're in business, and we are. Excuse my voice here. I sound like a old smoker man, but I'm not. My voice is just shockingly doing this today. I don't know why. Okay, so let's see what song do I really like. How about Another World? I play that song a lot. Let's play a song I don't play very much. How about The Forest Inside My Heart? I don't play that one a lot. So I'll tell you who played on this record in case you're curious. It's mostly Sean Mrazek. So Sean Mrazek played the guitars, the drums, the organs, the piano, and keyboards, and a guy named Hayes Fisher did the bass and the guitar and the viola. So pretty interesting. There you go. Okay, without much further ado, we will finally get to it. This is Sean Mrazek Lives on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
Kashka, the new project from Kat Burns of Forest City Lovers, presents her brand new album, Bound.
We can't believe how far we have come. We've counted years gone away, gone away.
Bound is available on iTunes and Bandcamp now. Visit KashkaMusic.com to watch videos and learn more.
And now, for our more dreadful sacrifice.
The music you're listening to is completely electronic.
Only a fool would ignore this.
I'd like to demonstrate for you some of the rather more weird kinds of sounds.
See how relaxed you're getting?
Every Sunday night at 7 o'clock here on CITR 101.9 FM is More Than Human, your weekly guide to all that is new, weird and wonderful in the world of electronic music. So please join me, Gareth Moses, for electronic music old and new, inane comments, and the occasional sacrifice. More Than Human on CITR.
Canada, I am your queen. You are listening to CITR 101.9 FM. Splendid.
Love is free and the freeway's long. I got some hot love on the hot love highway. Ain't going home cause my baby's gone. She's not dead.
You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. Soundtracking your free love on the free love freeway since 1982. Long-
Bye. Rotten traffic's by the sea. Just up from a father's place, coming to an empty space. The trash would turn to gold. Home road, home road, home road, home road. We could see it from the shore. City's ragged, burning core. Hole in the sky, the fish got drowned. Something moving underground. The world was ending slow. Home road. Oh,
sliver of the afternoon between the pigeons and the northern loons, crossing the river to the valley side, driving together in your father's ride. Come on, put me on, put me on.
I left the bar. I was thirsty, and I don't drink wine. I was desperate. I needed blood. I turned to the only place I could. The only place that could possibly help me.
Hello, Canadian
and Blood Services.
Hello. I need some blood. A. Positive or negative, it doesn't matter.
I'm sorry, we're all out of A positive and negative. Would you like some O instead?
No. No, that won't do. Thank you. Good night. Save me. Save yourself. Give blood. Voluntarily.
This message was brought to you courtesy of the Canadian Blood Services and CITR Radio 101.9 FM.
That is right. That is where we are at. 101.9 FM Vancouver, CITR. All right, so we just heard something from Diamond Rings, and I just love that song. It's called Put Me On. And Diamond Rings is a guy named, I believe, John O. That's his sort of shortened named, if you will. And he used to be in a band that I loved called, at a Guelph, called The D'Urbervilles, okay. Now he is on his own. He struck it out on his own, and he's put out a few records now, at least two that I can think of. Potentially three. I'm just trying to think about this. This latest record is called Free Dimensional, not three, like TH, but it's free, as in not
free
caustic.
Love.
Whoa!
Free love, free.
What was that? That is so weird. The board just started to play something on its own. That is just funny. As I'm talking about free, as in F-R-E-E, then this song pops up, Free Love Freeway. That is just weird. Oh, God, I swear there are ghosts in this machine. There are, I tell you. Okay, so, like, okay, just Diamond Rings. That was a good song. Okay, I'm going to stop. Let's go to Wolf Parade. We heard Wolf Parade before that from their Expo 86 record that was released, oh, I want to say 2.5 or so years ago. We heard the song Palm Road. Now, in case you're curious, Wolf Parade are sort of on a hiatus. Excuse me, on a hiatus. That's right. There you go. All right. Let's move on to the band before that. That was the Courtneys. They have a self-titled record here at the station, and we heard the song called New Sunday. Now, the Courtneys are a three-piece girl band out of Vancouver. And they're getting, they're starting to get a lot of recognition across the country. And I think even into the States, that their song 90210 has been put on some of the best songs of the year list, in some publications. So pretty interesting. There you go. Or like bands to watch, that kind of thing. Like, so people are starting to, notice them, which is good. They're a very good band. Okay, it is currently 7:48, and that means I have 12 more minutes with you all until Val Cormier comes on with her show, which is Folk Oasis. And I'll be back in 2 more weeks at 6:30, and there you go. This is Anita B saying, have yourselves a lovely evening. Keep up the rock, and I'm going to play us something from the Besnard Lakes, and I love this song. This song is like so dramatic, and it's so like smoky and beautiful and just bizarre. It's called, the song is called The Besnard Lakes Are the Roaring Night. Or hold on a second. No, the name of the album, excuse me, is called The Besnard Lakes Are the Roaring Night. The name of the band is called The Besnard Lakes. They're from Montreal. They're like a husband-wife team. And the name of the song is called Like the Ocean, Like the Innocent. It's so dramatic. I love it. Love the song. And there you go, folks. So, and to tell you, this song is about, yeah, look at that, 9 minutes. So that will bring us right to the end of the show. And there you go. I had a really good time. Sam Squanch's Hideaway tonight was good times. It was. All right. So, keep up the rock. And here we go. This is the Besnard Lakes on CITR 101.9. FM. Whoopsie daisy. Where's that coming from? Oh, good Lord. What have I got going on now? Okay, let's turn that off. I'm sorry. I'm going to turn that off. Okay, I've got music coming out of different orifices. Well, there we go. I think we're good. I use that term figuratively. Not figuratively. Yes, figuratively. I do teach English. Yes, so not literally, figuratively. Not out of my orifices, but out of the board. There's many little holes and little things and channels. And I'm going to stop talking. This is the Besnard Lakes. And there's a long intro to this song. So, any good jokes? All right. I'm going to stop talking. ¶¶
Thank you. campus, traveling late at night and afraid to go alone? Call SafeWalk, a free service where a co-ed team will take you anywhere you need to go on campus. Don't walk alone. For a walk, add SafeWalk to your phone. Call 604-822-5355. That's 604-822-5355. Alternatively, use a UBC Blue phone and ask for SafeWalk. Approach any SafeWalk team or drop by our office on the main floor of the sub across from the gallery lounge.
One campus, one station.